Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I've left instructions, if anything bad happens, to just literally bomb them at levels that they've never seen before. Trump supporters are going to claim that he's just trying to scare Iran off, but he's serious here. All right, everybody, this is wild. I don't know about you all, but it's not very comforting to me that the President of the United States is currently wandering around openly talking about the instructions that he gave his team to bomb the shit out of other countries in case something were to happen to him. Now, in this case, the something he's referring to is an alleged assassination plot by the country of Iran after we've been at war with them for the past 4 months. Trump is, of course, incapable of finding an off-ramp to this war, and it's escalated again to such a degree that Trump was forced to evacuate his new Qatari jet, the Qatar Force One that was given to him via bribery. He had to evacuate that and board his old Air Force One that he said was retired. He said we had spent all of this money on the new Air Force One, the Qatar Force One, because it was safe, yet that immediately got debunked the moment that there was an actual security threat. And this actual security threat is created by the war that Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu launched with Iran. So his instructions, according to what he told the New York Post, is to bomb them at levels they've never seen before. If something were to happen to him. So that means a Vice President J.D. Vance would be taking power during a very chaotic scene, and Vice President J.D. Vance would then immediately launch us into basically like a global world war. A few things. First of all, I don't want this to happen. I do not want anything to happen like this because this sounds like an absolutely terrifying reality. Second of all, the United States will have to have some retaliation if a plot were to be carried out. Of course, but to leave instructions to Vice President J.D. Vance to just begin bombing seems like the fastest possible way to ensure the destruction of all of humanity. This is the guy who you're entrusting with the bombing. This is the guy who went to Wisconsin the other day and tried to make a joke about Wisconsin in front of the entire crowd and got zero laughs.
And I gotta say, it would be so nice to have a governor in this incredible state, one of the most beautiful states in the Union, especially this time of year. I love Wisconsin, or as you guys say, Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin, but we have got to...
How do you do that and not get a single laugh from the crowd? Beyond his lack of charisma, I do not trust this guy anywhere near the presidency or anywhere near these wars. He's been sent to Pakistan, and he got sent to Geneva, and he got zero for us. In fact, the war is continuing to escalate as Americans are put in danger. Speaking of Americans in danger, I want to talk about this case with the Apache helicopters, where pilots flew way over a crowd, put them in danger, and then Pete Hegseth decided to step in and protect those pilots to lift their suspensions. This is the second time this has happened over the past year, and this is a little bit terrifying to me. I want to lay out exactly what happened. So the other day in South Carolina, there was an Apache flyover at a beach for a Salute Our Forces event. It was actually called Salute to the Shore, right? The Salute to the Shore event had American flags, had people excited. That part is fine. But these Apache helicopters decided to do something a little bit risky and fly way too close to the crowd. The first helicopter doesn't look that bad, but then as you keep seeing them, it's a little bit eerie. Okay, so surprise, surprise, when you're talking about aviation, especially military aviation, there are a lot of standards and rules and requirements when doing flyovers for safety reasons, both the safety of the pilot and the safety of the crowd. Most of these pilots completely forewent those safety precautions and decided to go as low as they wanted, so they were immediately suspended. Eight pilots, right when they landed, got a text saying that they were suspended. Then, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said, "We'll fix this. carry on, Patriots. And he decided to lift their suspensions, using his power to say, we should not do this. The comments say, deprofessionalism of our military into third world ineffective fighting force that is only capable of showmanship is very bad and very dangerous to our country. Hegseth is constantly undermining the chain of command and encouraging this type of behavior. Speaking of encouraging this type of behavior, the same exact thing happened roughly 6 months ago when other Apache helicopters flew over Kid Rock's house. Listen, I'm not someone who's like a prude that says we can't have any fun, but the type of fun that we have shouldn't be turning our military into a joke that is doing flyovers and going to potentially harm people. Helicopters are dangerous. Helicopter crashes do happen. A helicopter crash into a plane during the first week of Trump's presidency back in 2025. You remember this in DC? Since then, we've had helicopter crashes. Oliver Tree recently died. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. I mean, these are obviously just specific examples, but this shit is dangerous, and this is what they're doing. I'm sorry, but if my life were put in danger because Kid Rock wanted to awkwardly stand around his pool, I would be so pissed. So guess what? The pilots who did this flyover were suspended, and Pete Hegseth decided to intervene 6 months ago and reverse the suspension of the air crew who flew helicopters near Kid Rock's home. I mean, dog, they're worried about the safety of Donald Trump on his Qatari jet. Maybe they should be worried about the safety of the average American who is subject to Kid Rock and Pete Hegseth's random air shows. But regarding this assassination plot against Trump that they are reporting, the Wall Street Journal says, Iran hatched fresh plot to kill Trump, Israel told the United States. Now, I'm not sure we trust Israel to use their intelligence in a proper good faith manner and not just try to stir shit up. There's a really high odd that odds that Israel decided to use this to try to piss Trump off more, make him continue the Iran war and elongate the Iran war. But Trump then told the New York Post today regarding these Iranian threats, quote, I've been on their list for a long time. That's what we're dealing with, he said. The only thing is, I've left instructions, if anything bad happens, to just literally bomb them at levels that they've never seen before. Trump supporters are going to claim that he's just trying to scare Iran off, but he's serious here. He has left instructions to his team in case Iran does anything to him, and the team's instructions are to start World War III, basically blow up the entire planet by trying to retaliate and starting a massive war, a bigger war than we're involved in now, because Trump would have been hurt on U.S. soil or killed on U.S. soil. I mean, it's honestly a terrifying thought. You guys know that I disagree with Trump on every single thing, but a U.S. president being taken out by an enemy country that we're currently at war with is a huge, hugely scary thing that should not happen. But if that being said, if Trump wants to stay safe, maybe he should actually give a shit about the safety precautions. As Ed Markey says, first, Trump takes a massive bribe from Qatar in the form of a $400 million luxury jet. Then, despite clear security threats, he rushes it into use, skipping many of the usual defensive systems. So not only is this plane an illegal bribe, but it risks our national security. It is both corrupt and dangerous at the same time. Here is an intelligence official talking about this threat to Donald Trump's life.
The new Air Force One that he took to Turkey was not taken back from Turkey. Does that indicate that it had something to do with the plot?
Could be. And, you know, when you're under threat, you do things in order to change your routine, and you don't do the ordinary things that you would otherwise do. You're trying to shift things around. And I suppose that's, you know, the Secret Service says that they did it out of an abundance of caution, which probably always is wise when you're protecting someone as important as the U.S. president.
So that is an intelligence official admitting on Fox News that there is a clear threat. This is Donald Trump on Air Force One after all the reporters were told to close their windows on Air Force One. This is the old Air Force One because he had to ditch Qatar Force One. The reason they have to close their windows are for OPSEC reasons. Operational security requires that you can't take photos out of the window. You don't want information about what's happening in the plane. Take a look here.
They've been a very good partner. He's been great, by the way. President Erdogan's been great. And I hope you had a good time. Any questions?
Mr. President, what was the security concern that caused us to change planes? What was the security concern that caused us to change planes?
we sent this one in so that the Air Force base here was in the same exact line. So you saw it. Did you see the picture?
We did.
Hundreds of pictures, hundreds of people. Let me see that. You can't see it too well, but there are hundreds of people out there. So they wanted to see. So they came a little bit earlier. We switched planes.
So you're saying there wasn't a security concern?
No, no.
Why would there be any other issue?
No, except we sent it a little early. Same line, going back. We sent it a little bit early so that we could let them see it. The base, the whole base came out and saw the plane, and then we landed.
Do you know why they had us close our window blinds? That was unusual.
No. Because probably on a dangerous flight because of the sleaze bags that we have to deal with.
So you think that Iran was possibly thinking of trying
to... Well, I mean, if they ask you to close your windows, probably they feel that way. They didn't ask me to close mine, but...
Holy shit. Okay, so... I don't want to ever jump to conclusions on this show. I try to base things off of the facts that we have. But the facts that we have indicate that Iran may have had some sort of plan to take advantage of the Qatari jet, and use that to their advantage to put Donald Trump's life in danger, therefore putting the lives of his cabinet and all of the reporters on plane in danger. So they have to go on to the second plane, the old Air Force One, and they're informed that they have to close all the windows. They're probably a little bit nervous, these reporters. They're on this flight and they're like, "Hey, sir, why did we have to close our windows again?" And he says, "Well, you're on a dangerous flight. It's a dangerous life that I live." I mean, this really implies that these threats either are serious or he's really playing up the game. And this implies that these reporters were also in danger. This is happening as Donald Trump cannot get control of this war in any meaningful way. Adam Cochran says, if the ceasefire is over, then the president is making clear further strikes are not retaliatory, but aggressive. So he must either get congressional approval or he will be violating the Constitution, which we know he has no problem doing at all. I'm going to leave it there. We're continuing to pump out videos on the Adam Mockler feed. We have debate formats, CNN debates, working hard every single day for you all. I love you all, and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.